This study aims to examine the political and ideological transformations of legal aid systems within privatized welfare states and critique their implications for equitable access to justice. This study adopts a descriptive analysis method within the framework of a narrative review. It synthesizes academic literature, policy reports, and critical essays published between 2019 and 2024, focusing on countries such as the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Nordic welfare states. Literature was selected from interdisciplinary sources in law, sociology, political science, and public policy through purposive sampling. Thematic content analysis was used to identify recurring patterns related to the restructuring of legal aid. The review reveals that legal aid has undergone significant transformation under neoliberal welfare regimes. Key challenges include chronic underfunding, marketization through outsourcing and pro bono substitution, restrictive eligibility criteria, and geographic and demographic disparities in service provision. These changes have disproportionately affected marginalized populations, leading to a fragmented and exclusionary justice system. Legal aid has shifted from a public entitlement rooted in social citizenship to a conditional service governed by austerity and managerialism. Legal aid must be reimagined as a democratic institution rather than a residual safety net. Reversing its decline requires a fundamental shift in how justice is conceptualized and delivered, one that centers equity, public responsibility, and participatory access. Legal aid should be restored as a site of collective empowerment and structural inclusion within a just society.